I've been feeling depressed lately. I leave shit out. I don't clean up as often. I stay up way too late and don't get enough exercise. Or leave the house at all, even. And the doc replies, well, I do see the signs. They're starting. There's a problem. I'm going to send you to a mental health amateur. And we're going to get this figured out, son. And I was taken aback, Simmons. I thought, what the hell is a mental health amateur, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it must be some new form of crazy liberal ideas coming out in the U.S.
Yeah. I think that's right, yeah. What do you think the difference is? Did you ask the doctor?
I did, and he said, our time is up here, and told me to go on my way. Yeah.
Yeah, bummer. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, so that's how my Valentine's Day went. How was yours?
Pretty good, I think. Pretty good.
Oh, well, great. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. The Cry Laugh Emoji podcast. I'm just going to cut that out. So it's like I'm done with that weird-ass intro bit.
I thought it was all right.
Oh, okay. I feel like they always come out and they're worse in the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're the one saying it, you know?
Right. Just for the record, folks, it wasn't Valentine's Day.
That was a long time ago.
So,
anyways, yeah. this is Cry Laugh Emoji, the podcast. We're back at it again. My name is, of course, Ryan Simmons.
Yeah, I'm Mark Malone, and welcome. Yeah, it's November the 11th.
Mm-hmm. Starting to get into the winter season.
Mm-hmm. It's Veterans Day. Tipping our cap to the veterans.
That's right. It is Veterans Day. What did you do to celebrate Veterans Day, Mark?
I am going to call my brother after this podcast. I've been calling him a little bit lately to see how he's doing. And I think he's been pretty busy. But I'll give him another call and see if we can chat it up. You know, thank him for his service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that'll be what I'm doing. What have you done this fine Sunday Veterans Day?
I went to the grocery store.
Very patriotic.
Yeah. ate a burger earlier.
That's American as fuck right there.
That's true. That is true. That's it.
Oh, that's even more American. Just like doing your whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
yeah, exactly. Without thinking about the repercussions for anyone else.
Exactly. So you get you is what they say.
Yeah. Not that I, you know, did anything terrible to anyone, but.
Are you sure you haven't? I know you've been known to at least whip out a fingy or two on the highway if someone is driving, and that gets me real nervous, you know?
Yeah, actually, it's a funny story. Last night, I was driving, and this person, excuse me, this person gets behind me and just flashes their lights a bunch right behind me, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like
I freak out for a second. What?
Oh, sorry, like their high beams?
Yeah, I guess so. It just like flashed it, you know? It was like almost like a siren. And I was like, what the fuck, you know? That guy's an asshole, you know? And then like probably like 5 minutes later, I realized that my lights were not on. So
what can you do? That'll do it. They're being nice. It's like a classic
and I didn't even
retwist.
Right. And I didn't even like, I didn't realize until like, you know, they were long gone, you know? So...
Did you whip him a fingy?
No, I was too taken aback, you know?
I thought you were going to say you pop one out and you're like, what is you flashing at me for? And then later realize like,
No. But I was like kind of being like, I was like swearing at him in my cabin, you know? Like, what the fuck was that, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo, you know? What the hell are they doing?
Yeah. mind your own goddamn business, guy. I'll drive however I want. This is America.
But then it turns out, yeah, they were trying to help me.
In which case, thank you very much, goddamn it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome. That's right. So what were you stocking up on groceries? Nice. Can't go wrong with some groceries. Which store do you grocery shop at? Can we let the listeners in on a little slice of Simmons' life?
Well, this is kind of an exclusive, but I'm willing to, you know, I'm not saying I endorse this store necessarily.
Right.
But I do most of my grocery shopping at Fry's.
Oh, nice. That's like a classic, like, old person grocery store.
It's not hip? What's the hip grocery store?
Oh, I bet it would be like one of the natural grocer type stores, you know, like Whole Foods or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. There is a Whole Foods pretty close to me, and I've only been in there like a couple times.
Have you been in there since Amazon bought it?
Yeah, I think like once, maybe.
I wonder if it changed much. Probably not.
I don't know, yeah.
I mean, it's not going to do it overnight, but like, yeah, I don't know. I've heard that it's like the goal was to change it to become more popular mainstream, essentially, but who knows?
Yeah, it didn't seem that much better than a regular grocery store the times that I was in there. They had a good beer selection, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, man, drinking beer. Miss those days.
Yeah.
No.
Do you, though?
No, yes and no. I mean, yes, it was an easy way to just, like, kill a nice Sunday, you know, before going to work. Not kill, but just, like, enjoy watching some shows, being, like, a little more lightheaded, loose about it, but...
Sure.
Yeah. That's good stuff, dude.
Well, and you're not missing much, you know? Remember hangovers? Those are pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Never got them. No. It was the greatest thing in the world. No. Yeah, it was awful. That happened for sure. But yeah, anyways, what do we got coming up? I'm going to be going to Minnesota soon for Thanksgiving. Going to go see Steve. He's been on the podcast before. Maybe we could try and
that's true.
Or something. You hit me up when you were in Tucson. Were you guys like ready to cast at that point?
Yeah. I mean, we weren't set up or anything, but yeah, we were pretty much ready to go.
Fuck, man, I'm sorry. That was a bummer. I don't even know what happened. I think I stayed up all night and just, like, got exhausted. The big downside of some medicines. Yeah. Fuck. Well, sorry, boys. If you're listening to this, Steve and Andy, I just wanted all the glory for myself.
I feel like they almost certainly aren't. But maybe they are.
Yep. If you are, hey, we should, we need to get some more clips in this. We could throw in some, like, I don't know, some Alice in Chains, like some good little 30-second blurbs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be like the Steve segment intro.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What?
Let's see here. What about me? For what?
For old Thanksgiving, you gonna go to see family?
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'll stay here. All my family's here. I'll probably go to my sister's house or something.
Yeah, you gotta like work that leftover angle somehow. You know, bring a good dish so they feel less inclined to not share. If that's how it goes, I'm just going off of like. Typical TV Thanksgiving sharing tropes or something. I don't know. But you got to get them leftovers is the bottom line.
That's true. That is true. Usually I get to bring home like a pie at least, you know?
Oh, yes, dude. Yes. God damn, pie is good. I need to get it more often.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've never really tried to make any pie, but it's probably not that hard.
Yeah, just like put a bunch of peaches in a circle dish, and then you put it in the oven at like, I want to say it's like 666 degrees.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And then they melt down, and then the outside of the pan is hot, super hot. It crisps and that's what the bread is.
Do you think the bread just gets made from the peaches melting?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And you talked about that as well, so you know your stuff.
I do. I am a peach boy.
And now, how long would you say you would keep that pie in there at 666 degrees?
For 69 minutes.
Wow, yeah. Exactly correct yet again.
Thanks. I was just watching Guy Fieri, his brother, Guy Fruteri, has been giving some tips on pies lately.
And his brother has the same first name as him, but a different last name.
That's right. In this, yes.
Very nice. Yeah. I mean, that's Hollywood, you know, those Hollywood types, they're fucking weird.
Yeah. Guy Fruteri, if you're out there, we'd love to have you on the cast.
Yeah, definitely. Come on, Cry Laugh Emoji, America's favorite podcast.
Yep. He's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is, you know, out there in the news? Getting a winter time, Mark? You turn that heater on yet?
Yeah, I did today, actually. Yeah, there's a little like heat dish I've had. I just turned it on, plugged it in. Meowmers knew right away what that was all about.
He's down with that, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely better.
Right in front of it. Wait, is it just like a space heater or like the heater of the apartment?
It's just a space heater, but yeah.
It's like curling right up, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the warm zone right there. Oh, yeah. And I'll admit it. I'm feeling pretty cozy myself.
There you go.
Do you, what's the damn temp in AZ right now?
Right now it's probably like high 60s, low 70s.
High 60s, yeah. Good wintertime AZ weather. I shouldn't need like a space heater in Texas. This is absurd. It's like not that cold, you know.
What's it like over there?
Oh, similar. Yeah, like maybe a little lower, but not that much. It's just not that bad, I guess.
Right, right. But you gotta stay warm, you know. Turn that heater on to make you feel like it's truly winter.
Right. Yeah, it feels it's playing the role sentimentally.
Right. Start to turn on that that Christmas music, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song. That's a tough one. I think it's got to be Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley.
Oh, Blue Christmas. Dang, I'd need to listen to it again, but I imagine it's got a lot of rock and roll in it if it's Elvis Presley.
Well, and and so if I remember correctly, Mark, yours is it's Jingle Bell Rock, but as sung by Alvin and the Chipmunks. Is that correct?
That's right. You still remember. I'm really surprised by that.
Oh, I remember you would just want to play that, oh, like on repeat over and over and over just for like all of even October. And I was like, Mark, it's kind of far away from Christmas.
I can't get enough of that like Do, do, do. Oh, wait, no, that's not the same one. I'm just singing another of the Chipmunk song, but
I mean, that whole thing of the Christmas album. I know you said, I believe you quote unquote, banger is how you.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. I was like, that's a fucking banger in the ears right there. Alvin is laying it down.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the tall Simon is killing it too.
Uh-huh.
And the small one's
name again?
So the little one's name is like Chester or something like that.
Chester Chipmunk, that's right.
Yeah, I'm sure he was laying down the bass for those boys like you wouldn't even believe.
Mm-hmm. He's a funky, he's like funkadelic, you know?
Mm-hmm. He actually, the little known fact about the Alvin and the Chipmunks is Chester Chipmunk.
Yeah?
He almost got kicked out for fighting with Alvin.
Oh, wow. A
problem. Yeah, he was doing a shitload of drugs and just lost his cool one night and popped him over the head with a beer bottle. It was absurd.
Wow. How did Alvin respond?
Well, yeah, he almost kicked him out, but Chester came back and he bought Alvin a Rolls Royce and was like,
wow, damn.
Yeah, it was kind of impressive, that Rolls Royce, but I guess for Alvin, I mean, not for me personally, I wouldn't allow a beer bottle to the dome be resolved by the purchase of a Rolls Royce, but Alvin was cool with it, you know?
Uh-huh. You're saying you wouldn't. If someone hit you with a beer bottle and then bought you a fancy car, you would be like, no, thank you.
I mean, I would take it, but that was the thing, is they're still friends to this day. I would take it and be like, yeah, but like, I don't want to like, keep making music. But this was all actually days before the Alvin School Rock special came out, and so that's why that one was, they were really sad in that one. You can hear it.
Yeah, they a lot of shots of just each of the Chipmunks individually, not too many shots of them all in the same room, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm. They kind of demoed the studio, the recording studio, to put up these other like barricades because they didn't even want to see the other guys when they were doing it. But they wanted to all be in the same building, but redesigned their own way because they were just real annoying and specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God,
little bitches,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they made some boppers, you know? They made some hits.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Just like MJ and that family.
Wasn't there like a group of three girl chipmunks that like all that were also like a fat one and a nerd and a regular one?
Exactly
like the regular chipmunks, but they were just girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember their names, but maybe you do.
Oh yeah, there's a let me see here. I'm sure I can't remember them off the top of my head, but let me think about it. The girl Alvin, let's see. I think her name was Violet.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. It was Violet.
The pudgier one, the chest.
Oh, maybe they were actually. The small one was a pudgy one. I forgot all about that. And then there was just like a height difference, you know, but.
No.
There was a weight element and an intelligence element, wasn't there? This tall one was the smart one.
Yeah, the tall one was a nerd, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He was always like, "Well, I don't know if we should be rocking this hard, Alvin," or something like that. I'm pretty sure, you know.
Is it Jingle Bell Rock a satanic song?
Yeah. I mean, maybe just one line, but I have to get up early tomorrow, you know.
Something like that. I gotta go clean the pews.
Yeah. He was very religious as well. Yeah, that one. Or Simon.
Well, science religion. That's how Scientology was born.
That's right. He was an early Scientologist.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, shoot. Well, do you want to move? Or do you want, what were the other two's names? I'm sorry.
Girl Chester was named Chesty, you know, because she's got that's right. Big old chipmunk. I mean, you know, titties.
Yeah, that's right.
So she was Chesty, and then Girl Nerd was Computrella, I believe.
Oh, Computrella.
Yeah, and she was actually a robot, if I remember correctly, that Simon created out of his own spare parts. So that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea, dude.
Kind of an early treatise on artificial intelligence.
You learn something every day. That's insanely impressive.
Yeah.
Computrella, my heart goes out to thee. But yeah, you want to maybe do a quick ad?
Yeah, that's true. We do have these new sponsors. Let's see. We'll do this one. This Sunday. Come on down to the Bloomington Amphitheater for Princess Unicorn 5th Annual Tea Party Bash. Go wild with 45 different varieties of tea. Lemon Bliss. Relaxing Snooze. Mint Meditation. Iced. And so much more. We'll have face painting. Flower picking, the hopscotch tournament, dancing around with streamers. Plus, you won't want to miss Xbox 360 presents the Teddy Bear Parade. And of course, the main event, the Monster Energy Drink Pony Show. Witness raw beauty and grace as the best of the best enter the ring. Miss Daffodil Pennyworth, Mopsy Clopsy. Little Lady Pretty Maid, Seabiscuit 2, and the star herself, Princess Unicorn. Tickets available from Ticketmaster starting at just $5. So come on down this Sunday for Princess Unicorn's Tea Party Bash. Brought to you by Pet Boys and Mountain Dew. Code Red. That's cool. Anyway, I wish I was in Bloomington.
Oh my goodness, what a great ad. Those guys really went out for that one, I feel like.
Yeah, we don't usually get local ads like that, you know, on our podcast. But yeah, that's cool. Those guys over in Bloomington really wanted to get the word out about their, you know, their tea party bash. So good on them. Yeah, go ahead and check it out if you're in the Bloomington greater metropolitan region.
It was so good, man. I love tea, and I am going to check that out. All those flavors, dude. Mm.
Yeah, some Lemon Bliss. Sounds good. I've got some tea right now. Too. Yeah, that's right. Seabiscuit 2 is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What kind of tea are you drinking?
I've got some orange spice tea.
Ooh, that's a very autumn tea.
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah, kind of like an apple cider, but orange.
Yeah.
Flavor isn't too strong, I guess, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. Tea, I had some not too long ago. I had like a berry flavored one. It's real sour. I kind of like that.
Nice sour tea?
Mm-hmm. Not, it's actually non-caffeinated, too. Dig on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this one is as well. You gotta get the sleepy time teas going, you know?
Yeah, get you in the mood for napping.
A nice nappy nap?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with a fresh nap. Anytime you can, take one.
That's right. And speaking of going to sleep, you can all do that during our next segment, which is, of course, Tell Me About It.
Tell me about it.
Oh, that was good. That was good. I like that.
So we had Kyle on our show on the last episode.
That's right.
And he's a horror, kind of horror, spooky movie enjoying guy. And we asked what he thought would be a good movie to review. And he suggested The Thing. I think it was like in 1982. But yeah, that is what I kind of am seeing as like the peak or like a very good point in cinema where we had these really cool like animatronics for scary things. But before we do that, I guess the synopsis, I'm sure everyone besides me maybe has seen this movie, or you didn't see it either, did you?
No, I haven't seen it. Well, I mean, I've seen it now, but I hadn't seen it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, like everyone that I've kind of talked to since then has been like, oh yeah, it's a classic. It's really, really good. But it's just, I guess, how can we even start and kind of go over what it was? It was...
Yeah, basically it's a story of this team of researchers in Antarctica who are living there. And they basically come across this monster kind of alien infiltrates their camp. This alien can kind of shapeshift into anything that it kills, you know? So basically most of the movie is just these guys trying to figure out who is the thing, you know, if anyone is even the thing, what is, you know, who among them is clean, so to speak, not necessarily clean, but you know, who among them is the thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it was a really good, like it was a good area for the movie. It was in Antarctica. Yeah. And it like I was saying with the animatronics, it's a really goopy, gory monster that comes about. And like you were saying, it can shapeshift or like imitate, yeah, whatever.
A lot of shots of it like mid shapeshift and stuff.
I thought it looked really, really cool, to be honest. Like almost every one of those, because I'm sure it's just like robots and like goop and stuff, but it being actually there and just there's something about it being grittier like that is really pleasing. But
yeah, as opposed to like CGI or whatever.
Yeah, or even like, I don't know, I would have to see some modern stuff, but it doesn't seem attempted as much anymore. Maybe I am wrong on that, but like that, what am I trying to say? I want to see more unique like creatures. First of all, I need to watch more horror movies. Like that's the bottom line, I guess. But I need to see more creatures that are like in real life trying to not look human or otherwise. It's hard to even give an example. Do you know any? I'm struggling to even.
Of like a monster movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like Frankenstein, you know, any like wolf, werewolf movies for sure. But yeah, it seems like that kind of thing isn't as popular anymore. Maybe like The Mummy, you know, The Mummy movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm wondering about like gory monsters like that. Like, is that the thing where if you do make a monster that is kind of like that, is it an imitation of it? Because I'm sure they've tried to remake that movie, or maybe they have, but I don't know. I just like the monster part of it. Obviously that was a really good part. I don't think I put my words together very well for that, but the monster was obviously my favorite part. some really good acting.
Yeah, I thought it was very, just a very paranoid movie, you know? Everyone's kind of on edge constantly, can't trust anyone around them.
Mm-hmm. The Norwegians and the U.S.
Well, yeah, and then even like within the camp, you know, within the camp, once they figure out that someone among them is probably the alien, you know? Like that scene, yeah. Testing everyone's blood and shit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's still like, I don't know. It's a great flick. And I honestly was thinking even before coming on this podcast that I do need to watch it again. I don't know if that's part of it is like a lack of attention sometimes, but it's like I was watching the movie, but I feel like I have a hard time getting in the mindset of watching it like somebody would watch it the first time back then in like the 80s. Like I don't know. I could imagine it being much, much more scary, obviously, but I feel like you need that for that type of movie. Like it's hard otherwise, but like the monsters were very, very cool. I could imagine being afraid as like a little kid for sure, just of anything turning into the thing. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Your dog, family pet could be the thing, you know?
Right, just like the dog part was actually really cool. The head splitting open like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was, it honestly kind of looked like the Stranger Thing, one of the characters on there. It's like I don't know if you've seen that Netflix show.
I saw like a few episodes of it.
Yeah, but they kind of reminded me of that. I guess it's just more that like four part mouth opening up like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I kind of want to rewatch it. Maybe we can talk about it again on the on like a later episode. I'm gonna try and do that, to be honest with you. Maybe give it another maybe a more serious one. I'm wondering if I could maybe watch it differently somehow, like on my phone with headphones or something like that, where it's like I'm absorbed, or I don't know. I feel like I'm having a hard time watching any movie these days and staying super into it or mm-hmm. or getting like a more involved feeling.
Maybe it's just our attention spans, you know?
Yeah, I'm fucked with that, dude. Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, so I thought it was pretty good. Yes, I didn't really take too many notes about it, and it's kind of been a while, you know? We've kind of gone a while between episodes.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of the acting was good. Like I said, very... very eerie, you know, very well shot and very
paranoid for sure.
Yeah. I'd give it a good, what do we do it out of 5 or 10? I don't remember.
I think we could do 10. Say,
I'll give it like a nice 9 out of 10.
Dang, yeah. I would say like a 7 or an 8, probably an 8. Yeah, all right. It's good stuff. I'll let you know in the next one, though, if that changes. Try and absorb a little more into it.
All right. Let's see here. So was that... I don't know who asked...
We didn't have like a... who suggests what for the previous one, I don't think. I don't remember whose turn it is to suggest something. Was it yours?
I don't remember.
Yeah. We'll find something.
What did we talk about last episode here? Let me look it up. In the meantime, you just go ahead and vamp, Mark. You know, you got this, I'm pretty sure.
All right. So here's the thing, folks. There's a conspiracy, right? About how Hitler sent a team of scientists to the Antarctic to, I don't know, go explore. I think the theory is that they wanted, or that there's some like alien that they came in contact with and they got some special technology. It's like typical conspiracy stuff, but yeah, I don't know what their whole plot was. I just saw it as a side thing, looking up the thing in Antarctica and other stuff, but go check it out. It's definitely fake.
Sure, sure. All right, so Mark, the thing we reviewed last episode was Donut County, which I gave you. So this is your turn to give me something.
Okay. Dang. I kind of forgot about this part, to be honest with you. That I was going to be giving you something. That's my bad. I should have been a little more prepared, but I'll find something and I'll give it to you before like the end of the night or something like that, or before the end of the episode. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just have to stay tuned, listeners.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned on the Facebook or something else. That's something I was thinking maybe we could talk on just a little bit, is like a podcast review, you know, what are some of the stats? We can't really talk a bar chart here, but we could say, when did we start? It's over 2 years, right?
I think we started like recording stuff maybe 2 years ago, but I don't think we released an episode for at least a month after that.
Yeah, true, true. So we're right around there. We've got right around 50 episodes or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to go into our listener stat.
Yeah, I think it's too high.
Way too high.
Yeah, we don't want to kind of flex on all the other podcasts, you know?
Right. Which are doing awfully since we've been recording, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that ratings for all the other podcasts are way down, you know?
Yeah, like, oh yeah, they are.
No one even cares about Mark Maron anymore, you know?
Who even is this guy?
Yeah, exactly. Mark Maron. Who cares?
We're like Mark Malone and Ryan Simmons.
That's right. Then the people are like, oh, the Cry Laugh Boys?
Are you talking about the Cry Laughers?
That's correct.
Yep, that's us. Wouldn't you believe it? We've had listeners from a lot of different countries. Maybe we got to do a more thorough review in the future with some details on the like where they're from. But like, I'm looking at Lombardia, Italy.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at definitely some from Fuzhou, China.
Sure, a Chinese fan base. Huge.
We've got some from Minnesota, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. Those are in two different states.
Taranga.
That's just the name of the girl from Boy Meets World.
We got a listener here from Tila Tequila.
Okay, now I think you're just looking at your maybe your faves on a different website or something.
No, heavens no. Well, this one's from DuckDuckGo. So, I mean, we're breaking through. We are out of the Google sphere. We are now in two search engines. And that's only within the past 3 days, 5 days.
Oh, wow.
So, shoot.
People are searching.
Maybe we're doing better than we thought, you know?
Yeah.
Let's do for a month. Who knows what we got there? Oh my. Negative views? That can't be right.
Has been about a month since our last episode, so.
Yeah. Server deleted. Uh-oh.
Well, we had a good run, I think. But if you guys are hearing this, I don't know how.
Yeah, well, yeah. Through the power of peer-to-peer something or other, some bitcoins, who knows?
Some bitcoins, yeah. Those little ones that they put on salads and in Chinese food.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Do you like those? Or I got a feeling like you don't.
I did when I was a kid, but no, not so much anymore.
Hmm. Is it like just too much flavor in one little corn for you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's flavor overload. My taste buds can't handle it. Where's my oatmeal? I say, my unflavored oatmeal. Right, one of those juicy corns, juicy bitcorns. Mmm. I mean, because the flavor is bad to me.
Yeah, definitely. I love a good bitcorn too. Or I did when I was little. I kind of agree with you now. They're not very good,
actually. No. They're like great.
It's fun to still play with, but
yeah. Too easy. Oh, I've got kind of some breaking news here, Mark. Some breaking. Not breaking, but breaking to you, because this will be the first you've heard about it. I can't remember if we've discussed this on the podcast before or not.
Oh, what is this? Oh, no, it sounds like big news.
I think we have. Oh, it's huge, dude. You're going to be floored. Mark, I've become a LaCroix boy, my friend.
Yes, I knew we'd get you. I knew we'd get you. What's your favorite?
Right now,
have you explored?
Right now, I've got a passion fruit. Passion fruit, and I also have some peach pear in the fridge. That one's pretty good.
Oh, nice. Yes, yes. I've had the passion fruit. Haven't had the peach pear.
It's pretty good. I think of the two, I might prefer that one, the peach pear.
Yeah, dude. I encourage you. I might have said it last time, but yeah, you got to get down on that key lime, my friend.
See, I think that's the one that I didn't like when I tried it, you know?
Dude, maybe you got the lime. I don't know, man. It has so much flavor. So
we have the berry one at work, and that one's good as well.
Dang, they're hooking you up like a startup over there or what?
Yeah, kind of. They got like some snacks. Not a huge selection, but a lot of drinks, you know? A lot of energy drinks.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be so fucking dangerous for me, dude. I get down on some liquids. I could.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to keep it to just like one energy drink or coffee or something when I get into work, and then just water only the rest of the day, you know?
Dude, we're so fucked. We're going to die. Oh, Jesus yeah. Christ. Just like everywhere we go. It's like, you want a coffee with that? You want to McMuffin size it? I went to McDonald's. I have no shame. Because on our last podcast, or the one that I finished, that was like the one before Mike, right, a while ago, but we haven't released a couple for the audience listening here. You were talking about telling me to go to McDonald's and try the new quarter pounder, like the good.
Yeah, you as a review. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, so like I just went there and got like a regular one because I started thinking again, dude, this has to be a joke. Like, this has to be a joke. Like, we're in Hawaii, just me going up there, like, could you give me one of those good quarter pounders?
No, I think it's just all the quarter pounders are like that now. I don't think you have to special order it.
Oh, shit. Okay, because I was looking on the menu, and I didn't see, like, the better version, so I just got a regular one. And, I mean, it's all right. It's pretty good.
I don't know. Maybe they haven't introduced it there then, but
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Because, I mean, it's not like it's amazing when you get it, but it's certainly better than what you would expect from McDonald's before that, you know?
Old school McDonald's.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, McDonald's has, I feel like, a weird feeling of it's always the same.
Yeah, yeah, they don't really introduce too many new menu items all that often, like Taco Bell or something, you know?
I think I was reading somewhere the CEO of Taco Bell is like under 40. Just like, or maybe it was under 30, dude. It was very young, but
it's lit, like, fam.
Yeah, they're getting real with it.
I'm Snapchatting that shit, dude. I got a Taco Bell and I'm like, hey, cool if I put this on my Insta? And they're like, Sarah, 562.
Yeah, but what about my Insta though?
I'm finna fucking Snapchat this bitch, you know?
They're like, sir, please, please don't come back again. Please. You're like, yeah, what up, face selfie?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going live on my Twitch stream. Twitch stream Taco Bell unboxing. And they're like, sir, there's 5 cars behind you in the drive-thru right now. Please.
All right, where's my toy at? Where's my Happy Meal toy?
Damn, Taco Bell doesn't even do kids meals, I guess, do they?
Yeah, I don't think so, dude. That kind of just hit me too. Like, no toy.
Wow.
You get one at Burger King?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, you do, definitely.
I would steal some of the.
Yeah, they don't do toys in the taco side.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Good for them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Should we move into the Yahoo Answers, play an ad, and then move on? Move on over.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. I will let me open up the answers. Start taking a quick look-see. That was the one thing. Gotta get that. Sounds good, though. I'm ready for that ad.
All right, let's hear it.
Space. For most of us, it is seen as the stuff above. For those fortunate enough to leave, it becomes home to our planets and ships, a cold, unforgiving blackness. When presented with a dangerous situation, very few of us ever survive. For one man, it was a nightmarish situation, a slumber on his ship with an awakening like no other. Let's listen to the audio logs.
Happened.
What? No. No, this can't be. No. 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 Oh my god, there's a hole in the infusilator. I need a very small amount of aluminum. But all I've got is...
Space beer! It'll get you out of space pickles. And we sell them too. Brought to you by Space Corp. A division of the Space Force.
That's so bad, dude. That's not good. That's just space beer. Go get yourself.
Don't talk about our advertisers like that, you know? They pay us good money, and we can't, you know, you can't just say, like, they're bad or whatever. It's good. Have you ever tried it?
No, I'm holding off at the moment, but I've heard it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff.
I got pretty space fucked up off of it the other day.
Oh, yeah? How was that? Was you float away?
Space blacked out. I fucking wake up, and I'm on the space floor, my space bathroom, you know? Covered in space vomit, so.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, not a great space night. But anyways, Mark, let's move on to our Yahoo Answers segment, the famous segment that everyone loves to hear.
Say the Yahoo!
Beautiful. Right. Beautiful. Mark, let's get started with a very simple one. Are Nerf guns protected by the Second Amendment?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think they are, because if you were to get the shape of a Nerf bullet, you can actually make a real bullet. And it'll blow the gun up. You only get one shot, but it'll... yeah, they're protected all right, because mm-hmm. they can kill.
That's right. Okay, yeah, yeah. So if they couldn't kill, then they probably wouldn't be protected. We could get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, since they can kill, we got to keep those bad boys around.
Absolutely. This is the Veterans Day. This is America. We got to keep our Nerf guns around.
That's true.
So yeah, they are definitely protected. Oh boy, lots of politics and N-words on this one.
Mm-hmm. People love that word.
So here's a question. Where does China keep the cloning machine?
Oh, great question. They keep it in the back, behind all the like kind of bite-sized pieces of chicken that they fry up and kind of cook in different sauces.
This is the Yahoo Answers where it's just trash. Oh boy, yeah, I need more of a story here. That's what I'm talking.
All right, Mark.
I'm too pure, man. I really just thought it would be about cloning machines. And then my ignorant little brain was like, oh, right. There's just like a huge amount of racism here.
So, yeah, people love to be racist on Yahoo Answers.
They do, man. I just want to actually clone people.
Yeah, but that's probably fine to do.
I'm sure it's not any more insane than being racist.
Hey, Mark, I've got a question for you here. I fell through someone's porch delivering pizzas. What can I do? There's a story. Don't you worry. There's a little bit of a story, not too long. I was delivering pizzas to a house, and the board in front of his door was gone, and the porch light was off. And I fell through it and nearly split my bits in half on a cinder block. The guy didn't give a bleep. You know, kind of some 4 stars here. You can guess what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. What can I do?
Damn. I don't know, man. Don't go back to that house for sure. File sue him as hard as you can, and you know, go whip a pizza at his door the next time you're driving by. Make like a turd pizza and then whip it at his door. That's what I would do.
That sounds about right. Yeah, or maybe deliver a pizza to his house again. One last pizza. But you know, maybe put a little bit of.
Oh no, Simmons! You can't be. You can't say that on the air.
That's fine. No one listens to this anyway.
We got one, boys. We got him. We're coming for you, Simmons.
Hey, do your worst.
All right. So here's a pretty pathetic one. The title is "Always Stand Up?" Question mark. And then the thing is, shall I be nice to everyone? But if someone attacks me or does something wrong, shall I make eye contact and tell them? Do I need to learn to defend myself in life? I heard we all naturally fight back when the time comes.
Huh.
So I guess the question is, always stand up?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically saying, you know, should I like be very confrontational anytime anyone does something wrong to me, or should I just be like, let people do things to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the answer is got to be the latter, you know? It's just less effort, you know?
Just let them walk on you?
Yeah, whatever, you know?
Go home, yeah.
Crack a beer, play some video games or whatever, and it's all good.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, you kind of, it's less interaction, just less friction. You just kind of go with the flow.
And then if you have their address and you maybe want to order a pizza to their house.
Oh, boy.
And maybe that pizza has a little something-something in it. You know, you could go back a couple minutes in the podcast and listen to what that something is. I don't need to say it again. Then that doesn't take much effort either, you know?
Oh, boy. I don't This is a Simmons answer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but both, you know, we hear Cry Laugh Emoji obviously endorse everything that either of us says. Now, Mark, the man who killed Osama bin Laden is going to be interviewed tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. Are you going to watch?
Oh, no, I can't say that I will. I unfortunately don't have Fox News. Can you watch it on the internet or what? Maybe we could pop it on.
No, I don't know. I mean, that's probably goes against copyright infringement, you know.
Yeah.
But would, I mean, if you had it, would you pop it on?
No, I wouldn't watch it either. No. Just doesn't sound like my cup of tea, you know?
Mm-hmm. Not like that tea party from earlier.
I want some of that, though. That was a great ad. You know, maybe this is similar. This question is Trump's entire presidency one big covfefe?
Oh, no. That's not a real question, is it?
Yes, it is, totally.
Jesus, man, that's rough. That's rough to hear.
Yeah, it really is.
That's a bummer.
The definition is when you make a mistake and then play it off like you knew what you were doing.
Boy. I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah, that is the right answer.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, Mark, here we go. We're kind of burning through these today, you know?
Yeah, we are. I like it.
All right, Mark. The question is as follows. Where can I get ferrets? Before anyone starts, yes, I have done all my research. I've talked to ferret owners, professionals, read Ferrets for Dummies, read ferret magazines, websites, etc. I would like to adopt ferrets, but the only problem is that there are no ferret shelters near me. I have also tried looking at a ferret rescue organizations, but still, nothing even relatively near me. I don't want to buy from a pet store, but I can't find any other alternative. Are there other ways to adopt ferrets?
Other ways to adopt ferrets. You know, I've got a cousin who's into ferret adopting, actually. So this may become useful for you. And what you can do is if you can find a mouse, what you can do is continuously feed them bananas and they will extend out to the shape of a ferret, therefore eliminating the need of an actual ferret distributor.
So these have to be, I assume, whole bananas, not like slices of banana.
You would think, but you can just feed them humanely for sure. You don't need to jam a whole banana down his throat like an insane maniac. You
have to do that.
Well, you can. That's how
perfect. All right, our forefathers did
it. Oh boy, did I just ruin a mouse's day?
All right. Let's see here.
So I got one that says, what's your interpretation of this song? And then they give a link. No, I'm not going to do that one. There's a lot of depression in here, too.
And speaking of which, Mark, let me get you with this one. My mom is going to kick me out of her house in 4 days. That's all I have. I need your help.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have a driver's license. I'm 17 years old. I need a state ID card. I can live in a motel room until I can get to a home. until I can get a home to live in. I live in Tennessee, in East Ridge. Okay, never mind. Actually, I don't want to dox this. I mean, they put it online, but.
Jesus Christ. That's right.
Anyways, Mark, what do you think of me?
That's what I would say.
Oh, actually, this one's not even as funny. I thought it was something else. Mark, is it normal to eat a whole Totino's party pizza by yourself?
Absolutely. That's why they put them all in one package.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah. Hey, if they wanted you to split it with people, they would say family size on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even then, you know, if you're feeling hungry like the wolf, like a pack of wolf family.
Yeah, if you don't have anyone else in your family, you just live alone. Maybe your cat.
Sometimes they get hungry like they're hungry like the cat.
Yeah. So then you just eat the whole thing. Just all by yourself.
When's the last time you ate a whole pizza?
I mean, never, dude. I can't eat that much.
No, me either. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Can't wait. The question is, ways to let out anger? Question mark.
Oh, perfect. I'm kind of an expert on this.
Hell yes. This is great then. It says, when I get really frustrated, I do things like punch my walls. But that doesn't do enough for me anymore. I need something like throwing a lamp or watermelon off of a bridge. I need to completely demolish something. Ideas? I'm doing what your meditation to calm the anger. I want to smash something. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy, I've been there. We've all been there. Am I right?
Yeah, we have. I've always wanted to throw a watermelon off a bridge.
Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of not enough, you know? What I would say is maybe think about this. You probably have a printer in your home. Now think about, if you're not in school, how much are you really printing, you know? Is having the printer really worth not smashing that printer? Or maybe you have an old video game console that you don't play anymore.
Those are always good basher material. And, they explode real nice.
Any kind of gadget, any kind of electronic thing bashes up real well, you know?
I'll have to type that one in. That way he can get onto it.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a good suggestion. He's probably got plenty of appliances around the house that he could, you know, just get rid of.
Yeah. How often is your mom really using that blender anyways? Is she going to miss it? Hard to say.
No.
What else do we got here? Oh, boy. There's some just real overt racism, huh?
Yeah, it's really coming out more and more. Maybe this segment will be an indicator of the way things are going.
Right. Yeah, this is like us tapping into the real America, you know?
That is. Yahoo Answers. Remember on like the last or the time before that we saw a bunch of those Chinese answers? Like those are completely gone now.
Yeah, it's true. But there are a lot of questions about Chinese people, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a lot of, like, it's amazing how often the word Hitler still comes out.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the better ones.
Oh, boy.
All right, Mark, a very simple one here. I want to make Yahoo my homepage.
Oh, yeah. What you want to do is first hold shift, and then you're going to push Control H. And then after you do that, you're going to right click 3 times. 1, 2, 3. And then you're going to push Alt F4, Command or Control Shift Escape. And then that's going to be followed by the delete key. After that, you want to type in the nuclear combination, which is 4, 6, 7, 3, 2, 0, 6, 8, 4, 5, 6. And then you can make Yahoo your homepage.
All right, yeah. It's as easy as ABC, it sounds like.
Real simple these days with computers.
You know what would have been a good answer to that question? Hey, just Google it, huh?
Well,
I should ask you.
Here's another very similar one, Mark.
All right, I'll get a second shot.
Delete Pornhub?
Oh, yeah. What you're going to want to do is hold shift. I actually meant to ask you, Simmons, how's your No Nut November coming?
Oh, it's going swimmingly, you know?
Yeah. Like the sperm that you're releasing in the toilet, just swimming.
Yeah.
So you admit it. You've been lying this whole time.
I can't keep a lie, you know? I cannot tell a lie.
Just like Abraham Jackington.
I've been jacking off constantly, and I've been shaving constantly as well. So November have shit. You know, November can't tell me what to do.
Is there a correlation there, do you think? Like, you give a shavy, you get a jacky, you do a little shavy jacky. You ever do the same at the same time? Maybe like all right, I'm not even gonna
lie. No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
You got any other ones, Mark? I got kind of a good one here, I guess, to end on, maybe.
Yeah, this is... I got two more. I guess the first one I'll do is... the question is life anxiety?
Uh-huh, okay.
It says, I've been working with my dad for a while, thinking about getting a new job, but I'm really shy and have very bad anxiety. I'm nervous to do the interview and worried about not doing a good enough job or screwing up. Not even just that I avoid everything that gives me anxiety. It's hard for me to do things out of my comfort zone. Let me skip ahead a little bit here to this last part.
Okay.
My dad was abusive. My mom is not a very good mom, but she's very protective and growing up would shelter me. So I don't know. I sound probably like a nut or something, but I don't know. Is there any small step I should take to overcome this? No rude comments. Thanks. I wanted to get a real one in there.
Uh-huh. Do you want me to actually psychoanalyze this guy? Yeah. All right. So he's too anxious to go to a job interview. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And his dad, he wants to go work for his dad, but his dad is abusive.
Yeah, his dad was abusive.
Mm-hmm. And his mom is also bad in some way. I don't remember. I was only half listening. So here's what I would say to this young gentleman. You know, you just got to do it.
The boy's hurting, Simmons. What? Boy's hurting. What do you got? What do you got for him?
You just got to do it, you know? You just got to do it. Or don't. But probably you should, you know?
Yep, I think that's a good one. That's just a real classic.
Medicine as well that you could take.
Oh, man. Getting you real sickly.
Yeah. There'll be some side effects, but you be the judge.
Oh, man. I hope he gets better, man. You gotta get away from those dads. That's the point. Just immersing himself in a bad situation.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get out. You gotta get out of there, but you gotta get a job to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's get a job. It takes a lot. You got to have that confidence. You got to start practicing.
There's a lot of jobs that you don't need really confidence for, you know? Like, that's hire anyone at, like, Burger King, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You just got to really be able to do your job, show up, just get out there, keep pestering them. Maybe even, like, drop a resume off here or there. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Mark? So, yeah, analyzed.
How about this one? What is the purpose of the moon? Every time I see it, it makes me angry and I want to blow it up.
Damn, that's some like harsh feelings towards the moon. I don't think the moon has a purpose. I would like maybe I'm more of a day person if it's that intense for you.
That's true.
You know, how does that feel about the sun? That would be my other question, follow-up question. What about like Mars? I think you got a problem, bud.
No, I kind of agree with this person. Let's blow it up. Fuck it. Who cares?
Then we all die, man. You're trying to murder me over this guy's goddamn sun moon problem?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
All right. That's fair. That's honest. I'll give you that. You get points for honesty. Okay, the last one. It's all right. How to increase the reflexes like Spider-Man?
Well, you got to get bit by a nuclear spider, I think.
Oh, yeah. Poke it with the finger until it bites you. That's right. That is the first answer. And that is from www.BibleSelector.com.
Oh, yeah. The Bible Selector?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the second answer by Happy Ahmed is go to Chernobyl, lick as many spiders as possible. I don't think that's how it works.
You gotta get a bite.
And then the next answer is increase the reflexes like Spider-Man, which is literally in the
kind of just doesn't really answer the question.
And then the fourth answer and final answer is go around and force every species of spider to bite you. Eventually, you'll get powers. I kind of like that one, though. It's like a brute force.
Yeah, yeah. So at first, you don't succeed, try again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, that's how you do it. And that's how you get spidey reflexes.
All right, I got one last one here for you. This is the one that I was kind of saving. And it starts out as follows, Mark. Help, I think my brother is a psychopath.
Oh, yeah, this is the good stuff.
My brother always laughs so weird like a clown, and he does this in school, and people think he's disabled. All right, this part's kind of weird. I'm in the bathroom putting on my underwear, and he randomly, and now we got a censored word here, he randomly, censored word, peeks his head. I guess he randomly fucking peeks his head in. I can see it in the mirror, and he laughs so creepily and walks to his room. I tell him to stop, and he laughs again, and it's so annoying. And I'm a guy, so I don't know how this, another censored word, adds up. Help, I can't deal with this anymore. My parents doesn't care at all, and I have to put up with this autistic piece of censored word every day, and I'm scared of taking showers now.
Oh my God. This got real dark, dude.
What do you think here, Mark?
Oh man, this honestly sounds like a little brother rivalry, you know? Just the older brother's being a real dick, just a real jerk, smiling, creeping.
So you see, I kind of thought when I was, because he doesn't specify. I assumed that it was this guy is talking about his little brother. I assume it's just like his 9-year-old brother is like a fucking weirdo. You know how some little kids are just fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it doesn't really play out on either side of that, though. Oh, God, dude. That's... Yeah, maybe, like... Just do it or don't, dude. Just do it or don't. Right. That'd be my answer. Exactly.
Well, I think that about does it here. This episode of Cry Laugh Emoji, Mark. You got any last words?
Oh boy, nope. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, everyone out there.
I thought you were talking
about it. And you, okay. Bud. No, I do love you. You're up there.
That's all I ask is to be up there.
You're up there right next to the fam. You're top tier love. Well, I hope y'all have a great Veterans Day. Go shoot a gun or something.
Go salute a flag. Bye, everyone.